Thanks for tuning in to WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick. Very happy to be joined by Shane Perlowan and Ryan Oslintz of the Asheville duo Aluchatistas, in the group taking its name from the song Alucha, as well as the Zapatistas, the revolutionary social movement in Mexico. So you have musical and social revolution in one. Aluchatistas now coming out with their seventh record. It's on Cuneiform Records, called Heads Full of Poison. And they are also performing at the upcoming Moog Fest. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello.
Thank you.
Well, first, Shane, tell us a little bit about what you think of this record. I've just gotten an ear for it, and it is a heady mix. You're getting a lot of accolades from many places like Alternative Press, NPR, Downbeat, New York Times, All About Jazz. Has all of this gone to your head yet?
No, not really. No, I think we're really happy with the record, and you know, we hope people listen to it with open ears and enjoy it.
Well, guys, I know that every sort of descriptor in the book is usually rolled out when somebody's writing about your music. Tell us a little bit about how you would describe Aluchatistas to someone that might not know what you sound like.
They were a guitar and drums duo, and we're definitely experimenting in sound, trying to find new ways of expressing, and I think we've gone kind of into a textural route and trying to play off each other as much as possible and, you know, create an experience. Like the live performance has become more or less like one continuous piece that slowly evolves.
So, Ryan, I noticed that no overdubs in your drums and percussion on this record. They were all recorded live.
That's right. I just, on my end, wanted to keep it simple for the listening experience, but also for just production wise. I didn't want to go down that road, because you can just continuously feed ideas, which I did on another recording that we've been working on for years. It's not complete yet, probably because we've done so much overdubbing and work on it. Yeah, I just wanted to keep it simple and try that out.
Well, guys, I know that you had a couple of years in the making of this record, and during that time, you had an extensive tour of Europe. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I guess the record itself was really just was produced this year. The track we recorded in about a week's time, and then spent, well, I don't know, maybe a month or two, you know, off and on in post-production. But the material developed over a couple of year period in which we toured Europe three times, the first being for 3 weeks in March of 2010, and then for another 3 weeks in December of 2010. And then we did a two-month tour in the fall of 2011. And then it was after that tour, and when we came back and got settled in, that we went into the studio and recorded this record. So there was a lot of time for the music to develop. You know, some of the pieces, you know, just evolved. You know, every night we played them, you know, we would make changes and made a lot of live recordings that we could listen to hear what was working or what spontaneous ideas worked and that got incorporated into the final result that you hear on the album. And actually, as a matter of fact, you might find this interesting, if you go on to youtube.com, you ever heard of that website?
Yeah.
Basically, I think if you just search for Aluchatistas, you'll find a bunch of videos, but if you go to the Open Letter Records channel, which is my YouTube channel, I've uploaded almost every concert we played from last fall in Europe on videos that my wife Courtney filmed, but you can kind of hear several that are on this album, Heads Full of Poison. If you were that interested, you could really see us perform them live, you know, and hear kind of the evolution. And what's interesting about that is that it's kind of this document of our process, you know, of right before we recorded the album. So you have, you know, like a few dozen versions of the tracks as they kind of came into their final shape that they ended up being recorded as.
I think it was on that Europe tour that you performed at least a few times in the round with the audience surrounding you.
Yeah, I think the first time that happened was in Brno, Czech Republic, and it could have given some other people the idea to create that atmosphere, which I really enjoy, having the circle.
There's a kind of intensity to your music that it's hard to describe unless you're in listening to it, of course, or better yet, seeing it live. But can you tell us a little bit about that hypnotic effect, the sort of thing you call the helicopter?
Basically, it's a sustained musical moment, the sustained tension, just like a snapshot of a sublime experience of being overwhelmed by the forces of nature, death right in the eye, and feeling pure bliss for about 20 minutes. But then it's over and you get to go home afterwards. You don't actually die, like the tidal wave doesn't crush you, it just kind of, you get to have that experience without the ultimate fate of being swallowed by the tsunami. It's an artistic approximation at any rate, you know. Really only nature can give you that feeling, but as artists, you know, we try to capture that feeling.
Well, people can get this feeling with Aluchatistas at the upcoming Moog Fest. And I have to say kudos for being, I think, the only Asheville group, the only group from the region that's in the official lineup. Is that right?
I think so, yeah. I think that's true. I think that there's a local showcase at the Emerald Lounge also. I think someone emailed me and said that I guess what they tend to have one local on Moog Fest every year or something. I'm not sure because I've been out of town the last couple of years during Moog Fest. But thank you. We're looking forward to playing at the Diana Wharton Theater on Friday night Moog Fest.
So people might be led to believe that you're playing a lot of Moog Fest instruments or using pedals and whatnot. But from what I remember, you travel pretty light.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, we haven't, you know, had the time to really sit down with the equipment and integrate it. I personally, you know, I'm not going to probably experiment with it too much because I'm pretty happy with just playing drums. But I think when we did the Moog store show, Shane had like a few days to mess around with the equipment, and I don't know how much. I think it takes a little work to get too, you know, familiar with it.
Yeah, it's not like you can just jump right in, plug and play. It's fairly complicated.
I use some nice delays and Moger Fogers for some of the more ambient sections for that particular show. But
nice.
Yeah, I think that the Moog kind of spirit of like musical adventurism and whatnot is something that maybe we share. I play in some other groups where people play Moog synthesizer. I'm not sure exactly any bands use a ton of Moog gear at the Moog Festival. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, it's definitely not a prerequisite, despite the name of the festival. It's honoring the vision of Moog.
But we love Moog. Don't get us wrong. Moog, they're like our buddies, our neighbors. And they've been super supportive of us.
I wanted to ask you, too, about being an instrumental group. You were a trio, and then some years back, you're a duo. Have you ever thought about maybe bringing in vocals at any time, or is it off the table?
Probably not for this project. You know, the two of us work in so many other contexts as well. We're actually really excited to be working with a singer from Switzerland and we have a record coming out. I'm not sure if it's going to come out this year or next, but it's being mixed right now. It's going to be Shane and I and the singer. So, and actually, we've taken some of that material and kind of morphed it into our new set for Aluchatistas, you know, sans vocals. But I think we really enjoy working with vocalists. We both have several projects with vocalists. But I don't see that Aluchatistas is going to incorporate vocals at this time.
The new record is Heads Full of Poison from Asheville duo Aluchatistas. It's available on Cuneiform Records. And there is a double LP available at Harvest Records.
Yeah, the LP is actually put out by Harvest Records. So we're excited to be working with them.
Gentlemen, thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick, wrapping up our interview with Aluchatistas. You can catch them live this Friday night at Moogfest in Asheville.